All right, so I would ask for approval of the resolution appropriating the $450,000 to the Lincoln Avenue project from County MFT.
Motion to approve.
Second.
So before discussion, seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Maybe. Oh, aye.
Okay.
All right. Then the next item was just a quick discussion on the motor fuel tax appropriation. As you know, they did release motor fuel tax a month or so ago, and it actually came very quickly, which I'm amazed by, and we got it all. They didn't hold anything. So we have our appropriations all the way through the year of 2015. We just got the December appropriation a couple of days ago. So the total for Champaign County on this year was $2,441,000, which was similar to what we were expecting in motor fuel tax. So now we lost that extra chunk of money that was coming out of the Illinois Jobs Now bonding that we were getting over the last 5 years, because typically we were around $2.7 million, including that bonding money. But that bonding money was usually around $250,000, so we're right on pace with our typical motor fuel tax appropriations in 2015. The townships have all got theirs, so we're moving ahead, which is good. Feel a lot more comfortable now that we're receiving those funds again. Anybody got any questions or anything of that? We already did the Tuskegee Airmen. We have a number of vehicles in our budget for 2016. And we have three that we'd like to purchase sooner than later that were in the budget. They're all on State of Illinois joint purchasing contracts through CMS. We're looking at purchasing a new pickup truck for the maintenance department. We're looking at purchasing a truck for our mechanics. We haven't had one since basically we went to, you know, start doing our own mechanic work. We don't have a service vehicle to go out and do work out on the roads. So we throw all the tools in the back of a pickup truck in the middle of the winter and run out there and try to take care of things. But we're looking at, you know, like Cat runs around or anybody runs around with a nice service truck, four-wheel drive, that'll have all the tools and it'll have, you know, a welder and it'll have air on it. And it'll have all the amenities on it that we need in order to service our vehicles.
It'll be like a utility bed type setup or a, like,
it'll have all the
closed off
toolboxes and all that stuff. It'll have a bed on it. But it'll have all the toolboxes and it'll have an air system on it and it'll have a work platform on it, kind of specialty built. We buy the actual truck from the State of Illinois purchasing contractor, and then we have another company build the boxes and all the specialty stuff that goes on to it. And then we haven't had one for a number of years, but a smaller flatbed dump truck, because we do all of our patching and all of our other stuff with our huge dump trucks, which we don't need to have those out on the road when we're doing small. We go out with a ton of patch, and they got to crawl up into a dump truck to get it out and throw it out on the road. And we're looking at getting a flatbed, small type of dump truck that we can pull our Craftco ceiling. We can do some plowing around here, because a lot of times we get stuck plowing our own lots. Even though facilities are supposed to do it, they don't get here in time, and we need to get it plowed. So we're out there either trying to plow it with a huge tandem, which doesn't work in a parking lot, or we're using a skid steer, which is not really very good either. So we're going to put a little plow on it as well in order to plow out our own parking lots here. So total for those vehicles is about $200,000, and we have like $335,000 in our budget for vehicles this year. So those would be the, and then there's another pickup truck that we need to get for one of my engineers. His is seems like daily something's going wrong with it, but they don't have him on the State of Illinois Joint Purchasing Contract right now for the size that we need for him. So probably after March, they'll have a new bid on those. But I don't think there's any formal approval that needs to happen because it's in my budget. I just wanted to let you know what we're doing and why we're doing it. Does anybody got any questions about any of those purchases or vehicle needs?
Did you ever think about getting pickup trucks for board members?
I thought you wanted a golf cart to get from the parking lot to the door.
I found a closer parking place.
I always park over here. I like that over here. Go through the kitchen to find out if anybody's brought any snacks in.
Thank you all.
Okay, are we going to trade in any vehicles?
If we can get a good trade-in value, otherwise we'll put them on eBay or put them in an auction to get rid of them. So we kind of play that game just like you would if you're buying your own vehicle. They give us a good trade value, it's a lot easier to trade. If they don't, we'll try to sell it outright, either by bid or through an auction.
Do you have to pay sales tax?
No.
Okay.
No, we have to pay registration fees to the state, but we don't pay any sales tax when we purchase vehicles. So, nope.
Buy it from a dealer outside of Champaign County, then.
We are, because they're on the bid. You know, we played that game before, too. We take this into a local dealer, and they're like, we can't sell you for that cost. Are you crazy? So we haven't never had any luck in that. These guys are actually out of Greenfield, Illinois. Very small town over in southwestern Illinois.
They've been doing that for a while.
Yes, they have.
They've been on the state list for years.
Let's say that's meat and potatoes. I mean, you sell enough of them.
Yep. It's all volume, I guess. They sell enough of them. They'll make a little money on them. Okay. just a couple other things, other business. I told John, Jay and I were talking before. The joints in the building, they didn't get completed doing that project this year because we ran out of good weather. We were kind of the last on the list of the contractor to do so. They'll be back in the spring to seal the joints and the panels. They did the cracks. They did do the scraping out of the cracks and put the crack sealer in the cracks, but they didn't get the joints done this year. You see a pile of dirt out here and one over there because we had our sanitary sewer collapse on us right out here about a month ago. It's the old sanitary sewer from the old nursing home that was put in God knows when. That we tapped onto when we built this building. It's an old 8-inch clay tile running underneath our parking lot. We were very fortunate that it collapsed in the grass area and we were able to fix it, but we're going to have a company that's in town doing work for the city of Urbana come in and line that sewer for us over the next month or two whenever they can get here from our parking lot to the manhole that's out there by the street. It's about a run of a little over 300 feet. They're going to come in and put a liner in it, so it will be good for a number of years.
Does that add strength, or is it just prevent against leakage?
It doesn't add a lot. It'll prevent it from collapsing.
It will prevent it from collapsing? Okay.
Yep.
You see, otherwise, I know they can pipe burst those.
What's that?
They can pipe burst them. You pull basically...
Yeah,
pull a head through that pulls PVC.
Right, but when you got only an 8-inch,
then
you'd be reducing it. I mean, if you got a big one and you lose a little bit, you lose a little bit. But when you're only 8-inch, so they actually blow this liner in and then they heat it and it sticks to the inside of the pipe. It's some kind of asphalt coating that's supposed to provide some structural value as well as obviously keep it from leaking in or out of the pipe.
Was that the same cause of the sewer backups at the Brookings building, or is that a different?
It
wasn't coming down the same pipe.
Nope. We're hooked up with the old nursing home.
Okay.
Us.
Because I think they had, some backups in one of the pods.
Oh.
There. I mean, they and everybody else in town, right? And we got 7 inches of rain or something.
Yeah. It wasn't due to infiltration. It just, we had a...
It's collapsed.
It was collapsed right out there. We didn't even know it. The water started backing up in the basement of the old nursing home. Or sewage started backing up.
Yikes.
So good thing there's nobody in that part. But and thanks to the city of Urbana, they came out with their sewer crews and camered the whole thing for us.
Okay.
And cleaned it out for us. And that's where we, I mean, when they put their camera in there, it's amazing what they can see with those cameras.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can see every little crack and every little problem that you have inside that pipe once you get it cleaned out and can get the camera through it. So they were able to do that camera work for us, and then they ultimately already had a sewer lining contract with a contractor from Peoria, so we were able to hook onto that.
Oh, excellent.
And use that same contractor to do this work. So, and facilities gets to pay for it. Dana's being nice to me. Right, Linda? If we were the only one hooked onto it, I bet he wouldn't be so nice. But since the nursing home's hooked on, it becomes a facilities issue. And that's all I have.
There's no chair report. So what I'll go on consent agenda. 7, 8, I guess.
7 and 8 are just for be put on reports. They're supposed to be put on files. So it'd be the Township Aggregate Award, Resolution 9, resolution for Lincoln Avenue 10, and then the Tuskegee Airmen sign resolution that Deb and I are going to draft, number 12.
Okay. Any other business? No, seeing that, I guess we're adjourned.
Thank you.